A recent survey of the eating habits of young children revealed this statistic. The most commonly consumed vegetable by toddlers ages 15 to 24 months is the French fry, a nutritionist's nightmare perhaps, but according to the USDA, the French fry is not only a vegetable, the frozen French fry is a fresh vegetable. A federal judge in Texas recently reinforced this designation. Do French fries qualify as veggies at your dinner table? 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or email us, TOTN@NPR.org. Andrew Martin has been puzzling through the regulations that are at play in this decision. He's national correspondent for the Chicago Tribune and joins us here in Studio 3A. Nice of you to be with us.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
And this story isn't so much about nutrition in a lot of ways. It's about government gobbledygook.
Yeah, and it's about money for the French fry industry. There's a obscure law that's very meaningful to fruit and vegetable sellers called the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act that essentially
PACA law.
PACA law.
The first time I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. It's the first time I'd heard of it. It basically protects sellers of fresh fruits and vegetables if the buyer goes out of business. It allows them to go to the front of the line of debtors and collect 100% on what they've been paid.
Ah, so it becomes important what is designated then a fresh vegetable.
Absolutely. The definition of a fresh vegetable is crucial. And for 50 years, the French fry industry has been trying periodically to get that designation without success until recently.
And how did they manage to convince a judge or anybody else that a frozen French fry was a fresh vegetable?
Well, initially they argued that the process before freezing a French fry of oil blanching, which they say is a quick fry of the vegetable, was similar to water blanching or steaming any other vegetable, a piece of corn or something, and the USDA bought it.
And they bought it. Okay.
In 96.
This is the same USDA that once upon a time decided ketchup was a vegetable.
That's right. And most recently they added batter-coated frozen French fries are also considered a fresh vegetable.
Really? but this is only for the purposes, as I understand it, of this PACA law, correct?
That's right.
So if I were nutritionally to argue that frozen French fries were a fresh vegetable, of course the USDA would laugh me out of the building.
Well, it's a good question to ask them, I suppose. They are saying, their nutrition people are saying that they're not encouraging Americans to go out and eat more five helpings of frozen French fries to comply with their 5-day rule.
That food pyramid they keep trying to promote in other parts. We're talking with Andrew Martin, the national correspondent of the Chicago Tribune. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And there is no, just to make sure this is clear in listeners' minds, there's a set of designations which is for commercial purposes and this PACA law, and there's another set of designations the USDA has over what is or what isn't a fresh vegetable for nutritional purposes.
Well, they don't really define what a fresh vegetable is for nutritional purposes.
Oh, really?
I mean, they'll say...
So maybe a frozen French fry does qualify.
A serving of French fries, as I understand it, depending on what nutritionist you talk to, constitutes a vegetable serving. It's quite a hot debate among nutritionists. PACA specifically, again, to get its protections, you need to be defined as a fresh vegetable. So, you know, what may seem obvious to most of us isn't so obvious under the legalese of this law.
Did anybody suggest maybe, you know, putting the judge's finger into a freezer for a little while and asking him if it was fresh after 20 minutes or so?
Well, there's a lawyer in Chicago that spent about 100 pages trying to argue that a French fry wasn't a fresh vegetable, but he failed to do so.
What does this do for the status of the potato chip?
Potato chip, at least so far, is not a fresh vegetable.
800-989-8255. Let's take a call from Melanie, who's with us from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that we do allow our 15-month-old to eat French fries, but only as a special occasion treat when we go out to dinner. The most popular vegetable at our table for her would be green beans, which I believe does constitute as a fresh vegetable.
And does she take them individually, or does she take them mashed at this point in her life?
No, she takes them individually,
and
as well as carrots, all sorts of vegetables, lettuce, chili, whatever we've got.
Well, I'm sure she has a good time with them.
Absolutely.
Melanie, thanks very much.
No problem.
Andrew Martin, when Melanie's daughter gets to school age, does the ruling by the federal judge in the frozen French fry, battered frozen French fry case, does that make it easier for schools to include this as an item of nutrition on the menu?
I don't think so, but there is an issue of some seriousness here. I mean, it's funny that they call it a fresh vegetable under this law. There is some movement in Congress. There's currently legislation pending to move nutritional guidance out of the USDA because of what some people believe is a conflict of interest between promoting food and also offering nutritional advice for that. So, you know, some people would argue that this is Exhibit A. I mean, here's a agency that's telling you to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, and on the other hand, defining French fries as a fresh vegetable.
There was an uproar after the ketchup as a vegetable. I didn't remember whether it was fresh or processed vegetables right. to the ruling.
And pickle relish.
How could I have forgotten? Is there a similar uproar this time around?
Well, I think at this point, most people are just bemused by it. I think we'll have to see where it goes.
And the French fry industry, is this taters in the air for them?
Absolutely. This is great news for them. It's big money.
How big does this talk about? I mean, how many businesses go out of business so you have all these suppliers lining up?
Well, the French fry industry, the potato is the biggest selling vegetable in the United States, I learned. And every American eats 140 pounds of potatoes a year, about a third of which is French fries. So the restaurant business and the retail grocery business are notoriously risky businesses. So, you know, it's big money for these people.
It's also getting into this designation. A lot of people would say tubers like potatoes aren't really vegetables.
Well, absolutely. But the French fry industry's got a long list of information for you, Neil.
And if I were to assert that vociferously in public, I'd have to have a lawyer from their office sitting on the other chair.
Or USDA lawyers.
Or somebody like that. So this is this battle going to go anywhere else, or does this ruling by this federal judge in Texas, is that it?
Well, the lawyer in Chicago who lost is going to appeal this. And
who does he represent?
He represents a Texas food distributor that filed for bankruptcy. Once they filed for bankruptcy, French fry makers came and said, hey, look.
We should be at the front of the
line.
We
should be at the front of the line. And they said,
and
forget it.
The lawyer knew that he should be at the front of the line.
Absolutely. So you can imagine in the future that as other cases like this pop up, there'll be more challenges to it. You know, one of the interesting things about this batter coating rule that protects French fries is, what about taffy apples? Or what about chocolate-covered bananas? Now, the USDA says they're not covered, but their reasoning for it is...
Of course they're covered. They're covered in caramel.
Yeah, it's hard to follow. So you can imagine a circumstance where a cherry-covered or a chocolate-covered cherry maker, for instance, goes out of business, or there might be some litigation on that. So I don't think you've heard the end of this.
Andrew Martin will be on the story when it breaks. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Andrew Martin, national correspondent for the Chicago Tribune. He was with us here in Studio 3A. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.
Come on, sit down. Let's eat a little more. Everybody loves French fries. It's just kind of no surprise.